英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays.
大家周一好哈，从我们的美文开始呢，吸取能量，一起来过新的元气满满的一周。今天我们要教大家一个俗语的表达，同时呢要听两个跟这个俗语相关的故事。好，我们来聊一聊怎么样能够打开你的思维。有这样一个英文短语叫做 think out of the box.
Yeah, we're going to talk today about thinking out of the box, aka creative thinking.
Aka 什么意思？
Well, that means meaning creative thinking.
就是说意思是，也就是说叫做创造性思考和创造性思维。英文中呢，这个短语也可以说成 think outside the box.
Yeah, think outside the box and think out of the box is actually the same. You can use it like interchangeable. But of course it's nice that you just pick one style for yourself.Especially when you write something.
在那个 Wikipedia 里面呢哈，是这么来解释这个短语的。Thinking outside the box, also thinking out of the box, or thinking beyond the box.
Yeah.
And especially in Australia, thinking outside the square.
Thinking outside the square?
这是澳大利亚人的说法啊，同样的说法。It's a metaphor that means to think differently, unconventionally.Or form a new perspective.
Yeah, like you would think like, okay, what does a box have to do with thinking in a new way, thinking from a different perspective? Well, imagine you're sitting inside a box. Can you see a lot around you? No, of course not. You can only see what's right in there in the box. But only once you step outside of it,You can get new perspectives and see new things that you did not know before existed.
盒子呢，它只是一个比喻啊，比喻我们思维的那些边界。那么我们如果要到盒子外面来思考，就说明啊，我们要突破自己的思维的边界。有时候呢，要打破一点常规啊，跳出思维定式，开拓一些思路，不要禁锢于那些传统的条条框框，进行一些 creative thinking, be a creative thinker.进行一些创造性的思考或者是行动。当然这种提法现在已经不新鲜了啊，大家都喜欢不走寻常路，是不是？
Yeah, everyone likes to think in a creative way, in a way that is different from other people. Although it's very hard to think like that. Am I right? And on the other hand, why do you need creative thinking anyway?Well, today's story is just about that. It really illustrates that mainly in situations that you feel hopeless and that you feel like, oh my God, there's no way out. I have no idea about what to do right now. Then if you are able to think creative, then there'sAlways a solution.
其实呢，要说说这样的一种啊，什么创造性思考，主要是为了解决生活中那些不容易解决的问题。
Yeah,
想办法解决问题。
Just as the girl in this story we're gonna discuss today. The story is about a girl who finds herself in a really difficult situation. Because she and her father are about to be deceived, to be lied to by anevil loan shark. That is a person who lends them money and he wants to have the money back, of course, and he charges like a high interest. He really wants a lot of money from them. And now he makes a deal because actually he is in love with the daughter.
就这两个故事呢，两个小故事都是跟那颜色相关的哈，跟黑和白相关。
Yeah.
第一个呢，它是关于一个黑色和白色的卵石。就说这故事啊，在几百年前吧，一个古老的故事啊，一个高利贷主啊，给一位欠债的小商人和他美丽的女儿呢，制定了一个游戏的规则。啊，就是你要不嘛就将你的债务呢是一笔勾销，要么呢你就还钱，或者是把你的女儿嫁给我。
Yeah, exactly. And he's the evil loan shark is making like a plan to lie to them, to trick them, to make the daughter marry him.
这高利贷主啊，稍微有点邪恶哈，他就把这个黑白两种颜色的卵石呢放在口袋当中。啊，就希望这个女儿呢来通过抓阄来定夺，但是这个石头呢已经被这高利贷主啊做过了手脚。
Yeah. He's like trying to like fool the daughter into picking a black stone. That would mean he tries to trick her to pick a white stone. That means that he would marry her, and that, yeah, of course the debt will be like discarded, but he would marry her, and of course she wouldn't want that at all.
他作弊啊，做了弊以后呢，人家这个商人这边怎么选都是错的。但是呢，这商人的女儿啊特别机智啊，通过她的机智，通过她 think out of the box， 她解决了这个难题啊，最后也保证了自己和父亲的平安。所以说事情呢总是有解决办法的，就看你如何用头脑呢来打破常规。
This story illustrates how like creative thinking can actually save you from a very like seemingly hopeless situation.
嗯，好，我们一起呢来进入到今天第一个故事的学习。Thinking out of the box.
Thinking outside the box. In a small Italian town, hundreds of years ago, a small business owner owed a large sum of money to a loan shark. The loan shark was a very old, unattractive looking guy that just so happened to fancy the business owner's daughter. He decided to offer the businessman a deal that would completely wipe out the debt he owed him. The catch was that he would only wipe out the debt if he could marry the businessman's daughter. Needless to say, this proposal was met with a look of disgust. The loan shark then said that he would place two pebbles into a bag, one white and one black. The daughter would have to reach into the bag and pick out a pebble. If it was black, the debt would be wiped out, and the loan shark would marry her. If it was white, the debt would also be wiped out, but then the daughter wouldn't have to marry the loan shark. Standing on a pebble-strewn path in the businessman's garden, the loan shark bent over and picked up two pebbles. While he was picking them up, the daughter noticed that he picked up two black pebbles and placed them both into the bag. He then asked the daughter to reach into the bag and pick one.
好，这就是第一段，我们一起来学习一下。
Thinking out of the box. In a small Italian town, hundreds of years ago, a small business owner owed a large sum of money to a loan shark.
好，我们来看这第一句话哈。故事呢是发生在一个很小的意大利的小镇。In a small Italian town, hundreds of years ago, 又是一个古老的故事，几百年前了。哈，一个小商人 ,a small business owner,owed a large sum of money to. 这里有个句型 owe 欠多少钱 to 谁、啊、欠谁多少钱，请大家写下来。 A large sum of money 是一种说法，表示一大笔钱。
Yeah, a large sum of money, that is the same as a lot of money, a big amount of money. So sum is another word for amount.
对 ,sum, s-u-m, 跟我们以前学过那个 amount, a-m-o-u-n-t, 是一个意思，就是数量。
Yeah.
一大笔那就是 large sum of money, or large amount of money.
Yeah,
都可以。
It's the same.
欠很多钱哈。
Yeah, to a loan shark.
诶，这个倒是没见过。不过大家要是读过以前什么莎士比亚的作品啊 well, 应该会知道 loan shark, 专职。
Yeah, a loan shark, that is usually not someone you think is very nice. A loan shark is someone who lends people money and charges them a very high rate of interest. So imagine I'm a loan shark and I borrow Jing Jing some money. I borrow her 10 kuai.And then I tell her, okay, but you have to pay it back to me. You have to pay me back 20 kuai.
Okay.
That's like interest of 100%. It's terrible. Super high, right?
Loan 是借贷。A shark 不是鲨鱼吗？但是呢 ,shark 和 loan 组合在一起啊，就成了放高利贷者。放高利贷者。
The loan shark was a very old, unattractive looking guy.
这两个形容词 old 老的 unattractive 也可以说是丑的，所以形容词是又老和又丑、
yeah.
叫 old unattractive looking guy
that just so happened to fancy the business owner's daughter.
哎呀，用了一个这个短语很巧妙 happen to do something 正巧又碰巧了 fancy、啊、是喜欢沉迷或者是说想要
yeah, if you fancy someone you feel you are attractive、attracted to someone you like that person and you want to be his or her wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or lover
就是什么呢喜欢吧想要吧咱们汉语说垂涎三尺垂涎于这个商人啊家的女儿
He decided to offer the businessman a deal that would completely wipe out the debt he owed him
这个放高利贷的人啊一看到啊自己想要的东西的时候呢就开始动脑筋了啊就要想办法去获得他呢就决定说要 offer 提供给这个商人呢一个 deal给他一笔交易来跟他玩个游戏。但是这个游戏呢这个交易呢将会 completely 完全的 wipe out。wipe 是擦和 out 搭配呢是新的意思就是免除后面接上 debt, 就是免除 债务。
Yeah, to wipe out something that means to make something disappear, to stop something from existing.
扫除和免除的意思又扫除人家的债务啊不让人还钱了他有一个方法
Yeah The catch was that he would only wipe out the debt if he could marry the businessman's daughter
但是不会白白的给你免除债务的你是得有条件的 The catch 好了 catch 我们平时用的多的都是一些动词啊，抓呀抓获什么的
Yeah You usually use catch as a verb like to grab something toCatch something, but here it's used as a noun.
哟，那用作名词又是什么意思呢
？Well, a catch that is a hidden problem or a difficulty in something that seems extremely good. Like, imagine, for example, you go to a car shop and you see like a Mercedes and it's like super shiny and bright, but it's like half the price it should be. And then you buy it and you think you have a great deal, but then the catch is...that the motor is not working because there is no motor.
Yo, 那这个 catch 到底是个什么意思啊?
A hidden problem.
Oh,
like something you did not foresee. Like there is something that seems too good to be true, so you think it's true, but like still it has some
就是那种潜在的问题。
Yeah,
那种隐藏的问题。
Yeah.
隐藏的问题。你用半价买了一个闪闪发光的 Mercedes, 奔驰回家。后来发现回家以后发现一看哎呦没有引擎。
Exactly, exactly.
这种 catch, 啊就是
You cannot see it from the outside, but from the inside it has some problem.
哎外表看来挺好的但是内在呢还有很多的问题。这问题啊潜在的问题就是说 he would only wipe out the debt.啊，他只在一种情况下能够免除你的债务，那就是你得把你的女儿嫁给我。
Yeah, he would only wipe out the debt if he could marry the businessman's daughter.
他就打人家女儿的主意了。
Needless to say, this proposal was met with a look of disgust.
好，这里有个短语，现在生活中我们也可以常用，尤其写作文的时候。Needless to say, 不用说，不需要说，毋庸置疑。
Yeah, it means of course.Obviously, or logically, so needless to say, it's like a way of saying that something is quite obvious, and like, yeah, you don't even need to mention it.
对，不用说啊，毋庸置疑啊，这样的一种提议呢 ,proposal, was met with a look of disgust. 这里的用语比较文绉绉的。首先来看 met with.
Yeah, if a certain situation, or a suggestion, or something that someone says,is met, then it's reacted upon in a certain way. So, like, to meet here means to trigger, to provoke, to result in. So, the thing that the loan shark proposed, like, okay, I will wipe out the debt if I marry your daughter, the reaction he triggered, he caused, was...A look of disgust.
所以说它是以一种什么样的方式去进行叫 met with, 就好像是你遇见了 met with, a look of, 一种什么样的样子呢 ?a disgust, disgust 就是不光彩的，令人作呕的，甚至是有些邪恶的。
Yeah.
以这样一种方式是进行的，毋庸置疑，这是一笔令人作呕的交易。
Yeah, if someone has a look of disgust on his or her face, then the face is like looking as if he or she really doesn't like something. So imagine you bite a lemon, then it's really sour, right? Then your face looks like as if you think it's disgusting. Then the taste is met with a look of disgust.
口语中呢说 something is disgusting, 就说那个东西好恶心啊。
Yeah.
恶心叫 disgusting, 啊，令人作呕的。就说这种交易呢一看就是什么，就是不怎么光彩。不光彩。
The loan shark then said that he would place two pebbles into a bag. One white and one black.
他发起了这个规则啊，这个有诈的这种规则。这个放高利贷的人就说呀，这样我呢会放置 place two pebbles. Pebble, 以前美文里也学过河边的鹅卵石。
Yeah.A pebble is like a small stone that is like made smooth by water. They always feel very smooth and nice, I think.
放两个鹅卵石到袋子里，一颗是白色，一颗是黑色。
The daughter would have to reach into the bag and pick out a pebble.
好，女儿呢，需要把手伸进袋子里， reach into the bag.一加上 reach, 加上 into 以后 ,reach 的意思就得到了延伸。不仅是伸，还要伸进去，伸进到袋子里去，挑选出来 ,pick out a pebble, 挑一枚卵石出来。
If it was black, the debt would be wiped out.
好，如果呀你要是选中了这白色的石头，黑色的石头的话，那么你的债务，父亲的债务就会被全部的免除。
And the loan shark would marry her.
免除了，然后呢，你女儿就得嫁给我。
If it was white,
那如果挑中白色的石头了呢？
The debt would also be wiped out.
哟，这笔债务啊，仍然会被免除。
But then the daughter wouldn't have to marry the loan shark.
但是商人的女儿呢，却不必嫁给他。哎。那大家说挑黑色的好啊，还是挑白色的好啊？
Yeah, which stone should be drawn? Which stone do you think she should draw?
那应该是 draw 一颗白色的卵石了。
Yeah, I would go for the white one for sure. Like, I mean, marrying an old, unattractive looking guy? No, no way.
哎呀，所以说呀，这个还算是比较，还算是可以哈。本来这规则还算是可以。
Yeah. I mean, the game is pretty fair. He really like the loan shark makes it seem he's an honest person. He kind of leaves it up to faith, to chance, and gives them a chance to get out of it.
对，好了，那么就开始来挑选吧。
Standing on a pebble-strewn path in the businessman's garden.
好，他们站在什么地方呢？这里有个形容词的短语啊，不知道大家见过没有 ？Pebble, strewn, path, strewn, S-T-R-E-W-N.
Yeah, that means to be covered with things that are spread around in a very untidy way. So, just a lot of pebbles are thrown on the ground. So, the ground is strewn with pebbles.And the ground is like a path, so the path is strewn with pebbles. It's covered with pebbles, who are just a bit messy lying around there.
这个 strewn 是来修饰这个 pebble 的，是一条什么样的小路啊？是一条铺满了散落着鹅卵石的这个小路上，他们就全都站在这条小路上。这小路在哪儿呢？在商人家的花园里 ，in the businessman's garden.
The loan shark bent over.And picked up two pebbles.
现场开始捡石头。好，高利贷的人呢就 bend over, 弯下腰来 bend over, 然后捡起来叫 pick up。前面挑出来是 pick out, 这里捡起来是 pick up。捡起来两颗石头。
Whilst he was picking them up, the daughter noticed that he picked up two black pebbles and placed them both into the bag.
这里又有一个词叫 whilst.
Yeah, whilst that means while, at the same time as. So, at the same time as they were standing there, he was picking them up, and the daughter noticed. Then the story continues.
跟我们学过那个 while 这单词是一样的意思，就是当什么什么的时候。
Yeah, at the same time.
看，就在他捡石头的时候啊，这小女儿就注意到了。小女儿这观察力很强，她就注意到了说，哎，这人呢，怎么捡起来两个黑色的石头呢？捡了两颗石头 and place them both into the bag. 把两颗黑石头都放进袋子里了。
He then asked the daughter to reach into the bag and pick one.
然后他把这些手脚做好以后呢，他就让这商人的女儿啊，就把手赶紧伸进袋子里去啊。
Yeah.
你就去挑一颗石头。
Yeah, so now, like, she doesn't have two choices anymore. She can only draw a black stone out of the bag, which will mean that she will have to marry the guy anyway, whatever stone she draws.
其实她的女儿现在是有三种选择的。那大家想一想，她其实是有 three choices 的。
Three choices.
她有哪三种选择呢？我们来听听看。
The daughter obviously now had three choices in what she could do. She could refuse to pick a pebble from the bag, take both pebbles out of the bag and expose the loan shark's cheating, or pick a pebble from the bag, fully well knowing it was black, and sacrifice herself for her father's freedom. She picked out a pebble from the bag, and before looking at it, she accidentally dropped it into the midst of the other pebbles on the path. She said to the loan shark, "Oh, how clumsy of me. Never mind. If you look into the bag for the one that is left, you will be able to tell which pebble I picked." The pebble left in the bag was obviously black, and since the loan shark didn't want to reveal that he originally wanted to deceive them, he had to play along and acknowledge that the pebble the daughter dropped was white. And therefore, he had to clear the father's debt without marrying her. The moral of the story here is, it's always possible to overcome a tough situation through thinking out of the box and not give in to the only options you think you have to pick from.
The daughter obviously now had three choices.
Refuse to pick a pebble from the bag, take both pebbles out of the bag and expose the loan shark's cheating, pick a pebble from the bag fully well knowing it was black, and sacrifice herself for her father's freedom.
好，我们来看一下哪三种选择啊。第一种就是 refuse to pick a pebble from the bag。第一，我拒绝啊，我拒绝从你这袋子里挑石头。
Yeah, she could just say, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to pick two pebbles out of the bag, you cheater."
对呀，因为我看见你作弊了呀，所以我拒绝挑选石头啊，我拒绝挑选石头。好，另外呢 ，take both pebbles out of the bag and expose the loan shark's cheating.Take out of, 拿出来，两枚石头呢都从袋子里拿出来，然后揭露，暴露， expose.
Yeah, to show, to expose, that means to show, to make known to others what is going on.
然后向别人暴露，向大家揭露这个 loan sharker, loan sharks cheating, 揭露他的这种作弊的行径。
Yeah.
好，另外呢就是 pick a pebble from the bag.Fully well knowing it was black and sacrifice herself too for her father's freedom. 另外一种呢就是说在明知道啊肯定要取出黑色卵石的情况下还是呢照样取出一枚卵石但是
Yeah, like it is not really like it's all not so like positive, right? What can come out of it? All these choices, it is fair like all the choices she has, butNo one is ideal, right? So?
所以说她要 sacrifice herself. 她要牺牲她自己。这个单词就是 sacrifice. 她为了父亲 for her father's freedom, 为了父亲能够重获自由她此刻 可能只有牺牲自己去嫁给那个高利贷主。
Yeah, she could do that. Like, she could just pick one pebble out of the bag and then just marry the guy and, like, sacrifice herself, like to give up her own values, to give up her own wishes just to save her father. She could do that, yeah.
所以说啊，她到底怎么办呢？这种时候就是济难的问题了。到底怎么解决呢？要换做大家的话，你们会怎么选这种问题情况下？
She did something very creative.
哦，她真是个很有头脑的人。
She picked out a pebble from the bag.
首先，她 picked out a pebble from the bag. 先从袋子里取了一块石头出来。
And before looking at it, she accidentally dropped it into the midst of the other pebbles on the path.
嘿，但是呢？Before looking at it, 还没来得及看一眼的时候，他这里有个单引号 ,accidentally, 就是说一不小心的，一不留神的，一不注意的，但是是一个打了引号的一不留神的。
Yeah, was it really accidental or?
是不是真的一不留神的呢？他把它 drop it into the midst of the other pebbles on the path.一不小心的掉了这块石头，掉到哪儿去了？
She said to the loan shark.
她掉到 midst of the other pebbles on the path.
Yeah, she dropped it in the, yeah, amidst all the other pebbles. So imagine you drop one pebble into a big pile of pebbles. Can you find that one pebble you dropped?
Of course not. 一不小心的就把它掉落到了小路上，混进了其他的乱石当中了。
Then she said to the loan shark, Oh, how clumsy of me.
这个时候他就对这放高利贷的人啊就说哎呀不好意思您看我这是多笨拙呀 Clumsy, 新单词 C-L-U-M-S-Y.
Yeah, a clumsy person, that person always breaks something or always drops something accidentally or bumps into someone or doesn't pay so well attention to his or her surroundings.Clumsy.
你看我真是多笨手笨脚啊哈没关系没关系。
Never mind. If you look into the bag for the one that is left, you will be able to tell which pebble I picked.
意思就是说没事反正这不掉了一颗嘛您再看那剩下那一颗我就知道掉那颗是什么颜色了吗 Never mind. If you look into the bag for the one that is left, 如果您啊看袋子里剩下的那一颗 that is left, left 是剩下的那一颗。
Yeah, what is left, that means what is like remaining there after the other things are gone. So, like, which pebble was left in the bag? They were both black, right? So, in the bag, there was of course a black one.
对呀、啊、这一下您不就知道了我取出那块卵石的颜色了吗 ?You will be able to tell.Tell 就是知道了解 which pebble I picked 我之前取的是什么颜色了你不就知道了吗
The pebble left in the bag was obviously black
当然啦 obviously 很明显剩在袋子里的卵石就是黑色的
And since the loan shark didn't want to reveal that he originally wanted to deceive them he had to play along and acknowledgeThat the pebble the daughter dropped was white, and therefore he had to clear her father's debt without marrying her.
这下也没办法了，这打落的牙只能往自己肚里咽了哈。Since the loan shark didn't want to reveal, 放贷的人呢、啊、也不想 reveal, 就是揭露或者是暴露或者是揭穿什么。暴露他自己的那个 originally wanted to deceive them. Deceive, D-E-C-E-I-V-E, 就是欺骗某人。
He had to play along.
他呢不想啊什么揭穿自己的欺骗行为不好意思说啊。
Yeah, he didn't wanna say, oh yeah, I lied to you guys, like,
那重来重来那不那人家虽然这方面差点但人家还是讲究这个什么契约精神的。所以他就 play along, 就是得继续的怎么样配合的玩下去、啊、play along and acknowledge, 并且承认呢 the pebble the daughter dropped was white, 就只有承认了、啊、说您掉的那块就是白色的。
Yeah, he had to admit that he knew, to acknowledge, he had to, like, recognize that, like, the pebble was white. The pebble the daughter dropped was white.
啊，那如果说女儿挑中了白色卵石，那结果是什么呢？结果就是
Therefore, he had to clear her father's debt without marrying her.
嗯，所以说啊 ,clear 还可以跟 debt 一起连用。
Yeah, if a debt is cleared, then the debt doesn't exist anymore. Then debt is just disappeared.
就是免除债务。大家注意这个 debt, 这个单词 ,debt, 那个 b 呢是不发音的。
Yeah, you never say debt or something.
对,不能发成 debt, 没有,它是 debt.
Yeah, you always say debt, but not dead.Dead.
哈所以
It's difficult, it's difficult.
哎呀不得不啊免除了商人欠下的全部债务而且他女儿呢还不必嫁给他。
Yeah. The moral of the story?
好我们来看看故事的寓意了。
It's always possible to overcome a tough situation through thinking out of the box.
有一个形式主语出来。It's always possible to do something. 做什么事情呢总是可能的。什么事儿呢Overcome, 克服一个 tough situation, 一个非常艰难的情况、情形。通过什么方式 ?Through thinking out of the box. It's always possible to overcome a tough situation through thinking out of the box. 只要你用一些放开思路的方法,无论情景多困难,你都能够找到一条出路。
Yeah, and not give in to the only options you think you have,To pick from.
诶不要 give in to something.
Yeah, to give in to something, that means to, like, to give up. You accept, to accept to do something, or that something happens in a way that is actually not so good. 啊
不要屈服不要吓倒、
yeah.
叫 give in. 不要被那种唯一的选择 the only option you think you have to pick from.不要被那种眼前的那种唯一的选择给吓到了。因为什么呀办法总比困难多。
Yeah, remember the three options we mentioned in the story, like the three options it seemed that she had? Well, actually, she had four options. Although at first, no one would really think about that option. No one would really think about, like, what she did.As a fourth option, basically.
对呀所以朱迪老师就说嘛朱迪老师说there is always a plan B, C, or even Z.
Yeah, there's always, always a plan B. That's like kind of my moral. Like, it really helps to always like think like out of the box, to think creative, because it can give you also a certain reassurance that there's always something else possible. Nothing is black and white.
所以生活中啊咱们老人家都说嘛要什么动脑筋想办法。啊、生活 要 重在解决问题解决问题要想办法动脑筋解决问题车到山前必有路
Yeah, and actually as I was like reading this story I thought of this like thinking creative has actually a lot to do with optimism with thinking positive as well and well, both things are pretty hard but I think that if you can think positiveThen creative thinking is easier, I think.
对朱迪老师认为啊这人呢首先也得保持一种比较正面的积极的一种心态啊或者是一种状态。
Yeah.
这样你才能够有能够促使你产生一些 creative thinking.
Yeah, and the next story we're going to read is then obviously about positive thinking.
对这下一个故事啊就跟这个故事是一模一样那很相似都是帮助大家去找思维当中的一些误区和盲区的、
yeah.
从而他提供了一个具体的方式让你能够 think out of the box 也是关于黑白白纸上的一个黑点儿 black dot
The black dot One day, a professor entered his classroom and asked his students to prepare for a surprise test They all waited anxiously at their desks for the exam to beginThe professor handed out the exams with the text facing down, as usual. Once he handed them all out, he asked the students to turn over their papers. To everyone's surprise, there were no questions, but just a black dot in the center of the paper. The professor, seeing the expression on everyone's face, told them the following. I want you to write about what you see there. The students confused, got started on the inexplicable task. At the end of the class, the professor took all the exams and started reading each one of them out loud in front of all the students. All of them, with no exceptions, define the black dot, trying to explain its position in the center of the sheet. After all the students' writings had been read and the classroom was silent, the professor started to explain. I'm not going to grade you on this. I just wanted to give you something to think about. No one wrote about the white part of the paper. Everybody focused on the black dot. And the same thing happens in our lives. We insist on focusing only on the black dot. The health issues that bother us. The lack of money we have. The complicated relationship with a family member. The disappointment in a friend. The dark spots, however, are very small compared to everything else we have in our lives, but they are the ones that pollute our minds. Take your eyes away from the black dots in your life. Enjoy each one of your blessings, each moment that life gives you. Be happy and live a life filled with love.
您瞧这第二个故事讲的是一个机智的教授、
yeah.
一个不走寻常路的教授，但是他是一个好老师，因为他教给他同学、啊、思考问题的方式。
These are the best teachers, like for sure. They are very creative in their ways of teaching, I'd say.
真的，咱们要在学校里接受教育，真的很想遇到这样的老师。
But yeah, like actually I had a few like these. Mainly in university, we had some creative individuals that asked us really like very philosophical things.
是我们以前读书的时候也遇到过，我也遇到过一个老师。哎呦，这上他的课真是一惊一乍的。他给你出这题吧，绝对不按正常思路给你出题。
Yeah.
不按正常思路给你这个评分。所以说经过这样的训练以后，你会发现哎，确实对生活中是有帮助的，看问题有帮助啊。
Yeah.
来看文章。
One day, a professor entered his classroom and asked his students to prepare for a surprise test.
有一天，一位教授走进了教室 ,enter his classroom, 告诉同学们说，我要为你们准备一次突击考试。Ask his students to prepare for a surprise test.
Yeah, you must love those at school, like if you are still in school, or maybe you had that in the past, that a teacher just suddenly, randomly gives a test.
其实学生最喜欢来点不一样的东西了哈、
yeah.
毕竟天天上课还是挺沉闷乏味的。
They all waited anxiously at their desks for the exam to begin.
大家都在焦急地等待着 ,waiting anxiously.
Yeah, waiting very nervous and very worried, like, oh no, an exam, I did not pay attention at all in the last classes.
到底是什么意外的考试呢？大家都很焦急地等待着、啊、for the exam to begin.
The professor handed out the exams with the text facing down, as usual.
好了，同学们应该会非常熟悉这个词、啊、尤其是在学校里读书的同学们。Hand out 就是分发呀、啊
yeah.
发下去。
Yeah, the teacher walks around and gives everyone a paper, and he puts the paper down facing downwards, facing down.
这个 exams 在这里就指的是试卷了。把试卷呢 with the text 就是试卷的文字 facing down. 啊卷子呢是什么正面朝下的。
Yeah, it's turned around, so the front side is downwards, it's faced towards the ground.
哎你看不见题目的。
Once he handed them all out, he asked the students to turn over the papers.
分发完毕，一旦 once, he handed them all out, 全部发完了。哎，他就告诉同学们说，现在大家一起啊，把这个试卷翻过来，正面朝上。Ask the students to turn over, 翻转过来 the papers.
To everyone's surprise, there were no questions.Just a black dot in the center of the paper.
果然让大家大感意外。To one's surprise, 令某人大吃一惊。
Yeah.
完全没想到，压根儿就没有什么问题。There were no questions. 只有一个黑点儿，在这个卷子的正中。In the center of the paper.
The professor, seeing the expressions on everyone's faces, told them the following.
好，教授就看到了每个人惊讶的脸庞哈，心里偷偷的在乐着，然后就告诉每个人说
I want you to write about what you see there.
好，考题就是 I want you to write about what you see there. 我要让大家写下来啊，你此时此刻就在这试卷上看到的东西。
The students, confused, got started on the inexplicable task.
同学们全都很迷惑，莫名其妙的 confused, 搞不清楚状况。Got started, 就开始了。这里有个短语很好，叫做 got started on the task.
Yeah, inexplicable task. Well, what is inexplicable?
等会儿，先把这音发对了哈，怎么读
?inexplicable.
对 ,explicable, 一个单词 ,inexplicable,explicable, 是什么
?Well, that is impossible to explain. Something inexplicable is something that is impossible to explain. It's so difficult.
无法解释的。
Yeah.
完全 inexplicable, 解释不出来的。
Yeah. You can say, for Judy, math is inexplicable.For me, math is inexplicable. Math is impossible to make sense to me.
数学对我来讲是
inexplicable,
完全无法解释的，是个谜。朱莉老师的这个例句很可爱。
Well, it is true.
对我来讲是个谜，根本就基本上是无解的。那大家想想，如果你遇到这样一次考试，你会怎么写？其实我们大家的正常思路都是什么呀？对吧?
I wouldn't know what I would write, actually.
对，我也不知道会写什么，也许会把这黑点好好的描述一番吧。我能看到一个什么，也许啊，肯定也逃不出这正常思路。At the end of the class,
the professor took all the exams.
好，老师就把这个卷子全都啊收上来了。所以这个 exams 也可以指试卷啊，同学们。啊、
And started reading.Each one of them out loud in front of all the students. Oh my god, so embarrassing.
Read something out loud. Read out 是读出来。Read out loud 是大声的读出来。他把每一个人的作业啊，那都是大声的当着全班的面啊，一一的读出来，大声的朗读出来。Read out loud, read out loud.
All of them, with no exception.
所有的人，一个例外都没有。With no exception.
Define the black dot, trying to explain its position in the center of the sheet.
看，毫无例外，一点儿例外都没有，所有的人都 define, 给什么下定义。哇，都在尽量的 define, 解释着这个黑点是什么。啊、trying to explain its position in the center of the sheet.
I'm very curious now what they wrote. This is a black dot and it looks a bit like a drop of paint or something, like in the center of the sheet of paper.
啊，开始解释说，哇，这个点儿啊，在试卷中间的位置哈、啊、是怎么样摆放的。Try to explain its position, 位置 in the center of the sheet.
After all the students' writings had been read and the classroom was silent,The professor started to explain.
所有同学的写作都已经被读出来了，大家都听到了，所有的人都听到了。Classroom was silent. 教室里安静下来了，鸦雀无声。这个时候教授呢开始做出了下面的解释。Started to explain.
I'm not going to grade you on this. I just wanted to give you something to think about.
教授说呢，我呢I'm not going to grade you on this. Grade, G-R-A-D-E, 啊，你们最熟悉的了，分数。但是同时呢，它也可以做什么评分奖，它可以做一个动词。
Yeah, it can also be a verb to grade. To grade, that means to judge the quality of a student's writing or of a student's exam. So to give a grade, that is to grade.
Grade something on something, 给什么打分 I'm not going to grade you on this. 我呢就不给你们打分了哈，不打分了。
I just wanted to give you something to think about.
我只是想借这个事情呢，哎，给你们一些事情啊，去思考一下，嗯，一些值得思考的东西，你们来想想。
No one wrote about the white part of the paper.
没有一个人去写卷子里面白色的部分。No one wrote about the white part of the paper.
Yeah, nobody. Everyone focused on the black dot.
每个人全部关注的焦点都是那个黑点儿。
And the same thing happens in our lives. We insist on focusing only on the black dot.
同样的事情也发生在我们的生活中啊。我们坚持于，我们关注于 insist on doing, insist on focusing only on the black dot. 这里的黑点打上了引号，生活中的那些黑点我们都全心全意的在关注着。
The health issues that bother us.
比如说困扰我们 bother 我们的健康问题。
The lack of money we have.
没钱。
The complicated relationship with a family member.
或者是和家庭成员之间的那种非常复杂的关系。
The disappointment in a friend.
对朋友感到十分的失望。
The dark spots, however,are very small when compared to everything else we have in our lives.
你想想刚才说到这些问题啊，就是那个试卷上的一个黑点儿。那这个黑点儿 ,the dark spots, however, 它大吗
?No.
are very small. 它很小很小。跟谁比呢 ?when compared to everything else we have in our lives. 跟我们生活中更大的东西更多的东西相比呢，它真的很小。
But they are the ones that pollute our minds.
可是这个小东西呢却 pollute our minds. 它却污染着我们的头脑。
Yeah, if your mind is polluted, then your mind is spoiled and cannot think in a right way anymore. Like, for example, if you're very jealous, then your mind is polluted by jealousy. Then you cannot think...in an honest way anymore about the person you're jealous at.
那如果说刚才老师举例了，你非常爱嫉妒，那么你的 minds, 你的头脑呢，就会被嫉妒所污染，所干扰，你就没有办法去体会到或者是感受到别的一些正面的心态了。
Take your eyes away from the black dots in your life.
最终呢，教授是想说明啊 ,take your eyes away.把你的视野啊，你的目光呢挪开，从 black dots 生活中的 black dots 上面挪开一下下。
Enjoy each one of your blessings.
反而呢要去享受 each one of your blessings. 英文中啊很喜欢用 blessing 这个单词，它其实指的就是生活中那些你已经获得的好处
yeah,
你享受到的那些幸福。
A blessing is something that you are very grateful for or very lucky about to have. So like you can say, yeah, my house is really a blessing if you like your house. Like, I mean, not everyone has a house, you know? Like not everyone has a roof over his head to begin with. So if your house is like nice and you feel comfortable there, then it's really a blessing.
嗯，就是你生活当中你那些已经很幸运拥有了的，你已经享受到的那些快乐和幸福的东西啊，你那些别人都没有拥有你却已经拥有的好的一些东西啊，把你的注意力放在这方面。
Yeah, enjoy each one of your blessings.
嗯，所以它可以用 each one of your blessings 来指代啊，就每一件事情、
yeah.
比如说你是吧身材很好，像朱迪老师对吧，身材很好，这就是一个你觉得自己的一个上天给予你的 blessings, 对不对
?Exactly.
你说你数学很好，哎呦那么
好。Oh man, that's such a blessing, I can tell you that. Saves you so much time and stress.
您听听这语气啊。比如说您啊，您这视力很好，大家到这个年龄以后啊都近视眼了，你看您还视力很好，这就是一个 blessings,
yeah,
对不对？
Everyone has his own blessings.、
哎、你比如说你们家有一个特别好的邻居，一个 good neighbors,
yeah, also very very good blessings in life.
每个人仔细去数数生活中这些 blessings, 其实有很多的。
Yeah, each moment that life gives you, be happy and live a lifefilled with love.
Each moment that life gives you, 啊，生活给予你的每一个时刻都应该咋样啊，都应该 be happy, 快乐起来。Live a life, live a life 去过一种生活 filled with love 满满的都是爱充满爱的人生满满的都是爱
Yeah
哇你想想你每天早上起来去想想你看我生活哪方面挺好的
Yeah definitely if you start to think about like what you have in life and count your blessings then you feel like instantly a sort of gratefulness and also like a very happy mood coming up. It happened to me when I was reading this story, actually, I thought about, like, I was reading through it today, obviously, before the show, and like, I was like, someone, my coworker asked me, so, how did your moving went? Because I moved this weekend to another house. And I started to talk right away about how tired I was from moving and how dirty the house was when I arrived there. That were so many black dots, actually, if you think about it, because I moved to a great place, to a great house. I could have talked about that, right? But still, I focused on those little black dots because actually being tired, you can solve that quite easy by just sleeping, right? And cleaning up things that helps against dirtiness, right? So nothing to complain about. But I guess it's a bit human nature to always like kind of look on the black spots and not so much on the whiteness of the sheet.
可能就是我们的某种天性。
Yeah.
可能是天性因为我比较喜欢关注那些不完美的东西。
Yeah,
比较缺陷的东西。
We are all sort of perfectionists, I think. Like, we are all like always looking for better and always looking for more. And we don't really...take time to think about what we actually already have, right? And then we have so many things, we just don't see it anymore.
对啊,就什么东西,呦,这个要再好点就好了,那个要是再多点就好了。
Yeah, the grass is always greener on the other side, of course, as we discussed plenty of times before.
哎,但是总结讲来说吧,这两个故事呢,都是一个黑和白相关的故事。
Yeah, like these both stories, they all have like the theme of black and white. Like nothing is black and white. That's what they want to emphasize. And if you must look at something, if you must judge something, don't focus on the black side of things.
其实总结下来简单的说呢，就是说第一，你在解决一些困难问题的时候，你要尝试另外的方式，要尝试另一条路，也许是跟现在的路相反的路。也许是你没有意识到的路，但是你要尝试另外一种方式。你寻常路走不通的时候，你要走另外一种方式。另外，如果你不快乐的时候，你要去看一下，另外也要用另外一种方式去想问题，要看一看事物相反的方向。
Yeah, and it's true that both stories actually go a bit hand in hand because, like, positive thinking can really stimulate creative thinking as well. Like, imagine that you would only focus on the bad things in life, on the black dots in your life, to see that you focus on the things that are not good. Are you able to think about creative solutions to those things then? No, of course not.
而且这世界上也没有一种万能的办法，就是说万能办法能够解决每一个问题啊。那每一个问题解决的时候，一次性它也不可能用这一个办法就能解决。
Yeah.
它的人们总要不停的去创新，有新的办法，有新的路子，有新的想法。
Yeah, everything can be solved.With other ways of thinking, other ways of trying at least.
当然你说你只有常规思维，那你只能过一种常规的人生。
Yeah.
你有不同常规的思维，你可以过不同常规的人生。
Yeah, and also like optimism can also give you like more motivation to think about other solutions, right? Like if you focus on the negative always, then you're less motivated to find other solutions because...Yeah, things are bad anyway, so why should you do it? So, yeah, like once you master, like being like a positive person, then creative thinking will grow.
哎，尤其是大家以后在生活中啊，遇到什么两难的境地的时候。
Yeah, everyone meets his or her own problems and struggles, some people more than others, but everyone gets his or herportion of troubles basically but what matters is how you respond to them
对所以说这两个故事呢它要传递的这个观点 think out of the box 也是帮助大家在生活当中解决一些实际问题的时候、
yeah.
一实际问题你按照常规思路解决你可能就走到死胡同了、啊
yeah.
但是你不是还得解决问题吗所以呢就只好怎么样啊逼自己跳跳盒子嘛就不要就是太常规的就是一二三四五六七八九十这么数下去。
Yeah.
不一定是这样
Yeah, remember, there's always a plan Z, even.
秋姐老师的名言就是不仅有 plan A, 还有 plan B, C, and Z.
Yeah, every, like, it's all possible.
哎，好，这美文故事呢，其实就这样的，哈，作用于我们的思维方式。
Yeah.
好，感谢大家收听，哎，非常精彩。谢谢秋姐老师精彩讲解。
Thank you all for listening.
下次故事再见。
See you all next time.